This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, it's estimated 660,000 Texans aren't aware they have diabetes, and far more don't know just how at risk they are for the disease. I talked about pre-diabetes with Dr. Luigi Meningini, head of Parkland Hospital's Global Diabetes Program.
What has happened is that your pancreas is unable to make enough insulin to completely normalize your blood sugars. And when we measure those blood sugars, that blood glucose, we find it to be abnormal. I'll say slightly abnormal because it's not quite to the level of diabetes, but it's not within the normal level. Often, individuals who have prediabetes also have elevated blood pressure. They may have elevated cholesterol. They may have other risk factors that predispose them down the line of having a heart attack or a stroke. It is found more commonly in individuals as they get older, as they gain weight. Certain individuals from certain ethnic or racial profiles is probably not a great word, but are at increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Women who have had diabetes in pregnancy are at increased risk of type 2 diabetes. And so all of those are individuals that are at risk of having this condition, which is not quite diabetes, but not quite normal glucose, and therefore labeled as pre-diabetes.
When this occurs, are there symptoms that would indicate this?
With pre-diabetes, there are usually absolutely no symptoms whatsoever.
So how do you find out that someone has it?
And this is an issue because of the probably 6 million people who have pre-diabetes in Texas, 90% of them do not know they have it. And the way that you find out is you identify whether you are a person at high risk. Are you over 45 years of age? Are you overweight or obese? Do you have a brother, a sister, a parent who has type 2 diabetes? Are you a woman who had diabetes during pregnancy? And if you fall into one or more of these categories, you should get tested. It's relatively simple. It's an easy blood test, and you can get either a diagnosis of prediabetes, diabetes, or hopefully a normal value.
If you are found to have prediabetes, can you do something about it to prevent lapsing into type 2?
Absolutely. If you're found to have prediabetes, you have about a 4% risk per year of going on to developing full-blown diabetes. However, having prediabetes shouldn't be a sentence. It's an opportunity, because it's an opportunity for an individual to change their lifestyle, become healthier, start exercising, losing some weight, and not only the individual, but that individual's family. And I think it's for many people who find out that they have prediabetes, it's an opportunity to really change their health around for the long term.
So then what can you do to prevent prediabetes?
Very simple. Very simple to say, not so simple to
do.
But there are a number of strategies that can be used, and there's a number of actually diabetes prevention programs that can be accessed. The CDC has recently approved a certified diabetes program, which now Medicare will pay for. And there are groups such as the YMCA within Dallas County that offers a diabetes prevention program. Parkland also works with Baylor Scott & White, with the Wellness Center down close to the Hatcher Station. And they have also a certified diabetes prevention program. What do these programs do? They get people together. They encourage them towards behavior change. Behavior change meaning trying to get them to be more physically active, 150 minutes of walking per week, trying to get some weight loss, about 5 or 10% of their body weight, trying to eat healthier, so favor fruits, vegetables, as opposed to some of the fast foods or highly fat and highly high sugar foods that are available. And those things, if applied correctly and in a sustainable manner, can prevent going from prediabetes to diabetes very effectively.
Dr. Meningini, thank you for being with me.
Sam, it's always a pleasure.